Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. This is the Cuckoo's Nest Broadcasting System presenting the Jerry Roach Show. Those damn punks are crazy, though. It was never as crazy as it was that night that 999 played. Just earth-shaking. And they had a great song called Homicide. Here it is. You better believe it.
Thank you.
from England, 999. What a great time they had, we had. I remember they played twice. First time they were there, a kid named Kip took an iconic photo of John Watson, the bass player. And I took that and made it into a poster. And I also sent a copy of the photograph to Ian Copeland, who sent me all the bands from England. He had a company called Frontier Booking. And, you know, he sent me all the bands, 999, Gang of Four, XTC, The Damned, The Specials, you name it. The British Invasion at the Cuckoo's Nest was made possible by Ian Copeland. But he told me he had that photo in his office, and it was the only rock and roll photo that he had in his office. And that's high praise, because he was right in the middle of that scene in England. And, of course, his brother was the drummer for the Police, and his other brother owned IRS Records. And get it, IRS, the Police, FBI, Frontier Booking. But anyway, Ian, poor guy, died. But he's because of him, I got all those bands. And one of those bands he sent me was Gang of Four. Here they are doing Damaged Goods. Another band Ian sent me, as long as I'm on that bent, was a group called XTC. I remember talking to the to the singer, and I was telling him how I liked his album cover, and he goes, yeah, it alludes to art. Here's XTC with Nigel, making plans for Nigel. Another band Ian sent me was The Specials, and they're a little different, but it was all going on at the same time. It was really exciting. I think that all this explosion of creativity happened within like a 3-4 year period. And one of the sort of like side shows was The Specials and ska, and they were really cool. And here's one of my favorites by them, A Message to You, Rudy.
Time you straighten right out.
Another big band, one of the biggest in the punk world, The Damned. They played a couple of times and they were a great show. Want to play something by them called "Smash It Up," one of the early Damned songs, part one and part two. "Smash It Up" by The Damned. Thank you. had fun with those guys. I was a little worried. They had a reputation. I was afraid they were going to tear the place down. But actually, we interviewed the guys for KNAC Radio. And Rat and I drank a bottle together. And as he said, we drank it dry and bonded, became buddies. And it was a great show and a great time that night when the Dam played. At least that first show, as I remember it. At the same time, though, the Cuckoo's Nest was cooking with local bands, and one of the bands that doesn't get a lot of recognition, but they're still playing. In fact, I saw them the other night at a show at House of Blues, headlined by the Adolescents, then the Dickies, Shattered Faith and the Crowd. Well, here's Shattered Faith, one of my favorites from the old days, and they're still playing. Right is Right.
Burning flesh fills the air. People rage and pillage everywhere. Blister fire surround your life. Forced to live in a minute's strife. Cruel and human, they have no soul. Roman soldiers took all control. Yes, we lost the battle, but not a fight. No one knows if right is right. You hate, you sin and you begin. You hate, sin. Oh, on the end. Cobblestones that fill the streets like burning coals under my feet. Carry the burden upon my back. Gets too heavy, then I pack. Crucified for a public show. Close to him, but that's all I know. Stoned to death for my belief. At least now I can rest in peace. To hate, you sin and you begin. You hate, sin. Oh, on the end. And then they grab, slay by dare, give a form of death. Shrieking pain throughout your soul. So many thoughts took all control. Yes, we lost the battle, but not a fight. No one knows if right is right. You hate, you sin and you begin. You hate, sin. Oh, this is the end.
Locally, we have The Adolescents, one of the truly great all-time punk songs, Kids of the Black Hole. Here it is, The Adolescents, Kids of the Black Hole.
No sound is heard from Unit 2, where there was once so much to do. It was once a green mansion, and now it's a wasteland. Our days of reckless fun are through. We'll be right back.
The Adolescents, they had a you know, their singer Tony, he was like the epitome of the little punk rock kid, you know. I always said there were a few frontmen in the punk world that epitomized the genre, and that was, of course, Jack Grisham, the charismatic Elvis Presley of punk rock. And then there was Jim Decker, the surfer, cool guy from the beach, and then of course the little guy, Tony Adolescent, and with his attitude and all that, he was a quintessential punk. They're all grown up now, and the ads are still playing. They're still knocking them dead. And I saw them the other night. They had a great show. It's good to see those guys again. I was thinking about the Cuckoo's Nest the other night. I was thinking about rewriting the script, and coming from a different angle. But it looks like we've got a line on some financing, so who knows. But anyway, thinking about it, I remember there was a certain time when I was experimenting with plainclothes bouncers. And in interviewing a lot of these people when we made the documentary, one thing they all said was, it was crazy. And I started thinking about, well, you know, if somebody came in and to the Cuckoo's Nest and looked around, and it was, you know, very well, that slam pit, the mosh pit, was super, you know, hardcore, and it did have a look of ultra violence. And but I think the thing that would really make people worried, and fear was part of it, was it looked like there were no bouncers. So you come in and there's nobody in charge. It's like, wow, it's just going nuts and there's no bouncers. But actually, there were bouncers everywhere. I had as many as 18 bouncers for the Ramones show. I remember we had a meeting before we let the people in, and had 18 guys there. And of course, most of them were outside trying to get the people in the joint before the cops got them. But I remember we're having this meeting and I'm telling them not to hurt anybody, and all of a sudden, a fight breaks out between two bouncers. It turned out they were friends, and they were just wrestling. It was crazy. It was crazy. That was the night I told him, I don't want you hurting anybody, you know. You better not be beating up on anybody. And all of a sudden I see over in the corner they're beating up a guy. So I went over there, what in the hell are you guys doing? I thought I told you, no beating up people. And they go, he was throwing pool balls into the crowd. I went, you got to be kidding. And I just instinctively kicked the guy in the balls. And they grabbed the guy and ran for the back door and just used him as a battering ram to open the door. And they broke the door. Anyway, they couldn't lock it properly. And anyway, they came back in and off we went. Well, the guy snuck back in to the cuckoo's nest because the door was broke. Came in, got more pool balls and rapid fired them into the crowd and took off running. And we wanted that guy so bad, but we couldn't get him because it was so crowded we couldn't get through the crowd to get him. Finally, we made our way through the crowd and got to the back door, and which was all broken. And he got in his car and was speeding away, and the bouncer, Paul, grabbed the panic hardware on the door and ripped it off the door, and he ran perpendicular to this guy's exit and lunged out and swung his cudgel, his panic hardware, at the car as it drove by, and he got the headlight. And you heard that big splush sound that a headlight makes when it's broken. And he came back with this grin on his face with the panic hardware dangling and like, well, I got a piece of him. And then we went back in and back to the Ramones. a little vignette, you know, 30 seconds in the life of the cuckoo's nest. It's pretty... But like I say, this all went on with a lot of people thinking that there wasn't any security there. And I guess it probably did make it crazier, because if they had an idea to do something crazy, they figured nobody's going to stop me. And it added to the legend. And another mainstay of the Cuckoo's Nest, one of my headliners, was the Dickies. And they were funny and interesting guys. They're basically an L.A. band, but... They brought in a lot of people. People liked to see them. They had a song called Sounds of Silence. Pretty funny. Cover by the Simon and Garfunkel tune. Here it is, the Dickies, Sounds of Silence. Also on the West Coast, we have TSOL, the center of the hardcore, the band of bands, the band the world doesn't know about, but they shook Orange County to its foundation. Jack Grisham, Mike Roach, and Todd Barnes, Ron Emery, legends, a legendary band, TSOL, Wash Away.
Gathering rain, I love you, but I'll never see your face again. Bathrooms and
TSOL didn't tour much, and they didn't become wildly famous. But they're still playing, and they're a great band. And one of the bands at the center of the hardcore was Black Flag. So let's hear it from Black Flag doing TV Party.
TV Party tonight.
Tonight.
All right!
We're gonna have a TV party, all right!
Tonight!
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Everybody's gonna hang out here tonight!
All right!
We'll pass out on the couch, all right!
Tonight!
We've got nothing better to do and watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
That's incredible. Hilfrey Blue, Dallas, Friday. We stick glued to the TV set all night. Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright!
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
TV news shows, what it's like out there?
It's a scare!
You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't care!
We've got nothing better to do. Then watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
Saturday Night Live,
Monday Night Football, Jefferson, Vegas.
I wouldn't be without my TV for a day. Bother to use my brain anymore.
There's nothing left in it.
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute. My TV doesn't work.
It's broken.
What are we gonna do tonight? This isn't fair.
We're ready.
We've got nothing left to do. Left with no TV and just a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know.
I guess one of the legendary shows at the Cuckoo's Nest was Henry's first show with Black Flag. That they always talk about that, like that was the show of shows, especially Ed Culver, and of course Henry remembers it very well too, and talks about it in the movie Clockwork Orange County. He talks about his first gig with Black Flag and at the Cuckoo's Nest and how worried he was. Like I say, fear was part of it, and of course there's no more fear. So we can't really recreate those times, and they were special. They quite unique, and certainly Henry rose above it all. And but he was a star, and he proved it. They were. I remember they wanted to play. They were like Johnny Appleseed, Black Flag. They went all around the country spreading punk rock. I remember they talked me into doing a matinee so they could play in the afternoon for the young kids. The ones that were not old enough to go out at night, but they had a missionary zeal about them, and they were all like, you know, psychology majors in college and stuff like that, real brainy, and the exact opposite of a band like, well, say the Circle Jerks. Let's hear it for the Circle Jerks. They were in the movie, and we interviewed Keith Morris, interesting guy. In fact, on the in the documentary, we have Keith doing spoken word, like 20 minutes of him just going, you know, just turn him on. Okay, Keith, go. And he just did 20 minutes, and we unedited, put it in the DVD extras for the movie. So don't forget to pick it up at Amazon, Clockwork Orange County. A must for your punk rock library. One of the, we're going to do Circle Jerks. Let's do Wild in the Streets, Keith Morris and the Circle Jerks. And Greg Hetson was in the band at this time, too. You know, mostly the Orange County bands and the they weren't really interested politically in anything. Whereas, you know, you have bands in England like Gang of Four, or The Clash, or you've got Jello up in San Francisco with all his social consciousness. But the kids in OC were just in it for fun. And, of course, they threw in a little violence. And, you know, there were some things that were hard to take. Like, you know, that spitting business. I don't know where they got that, but that was a weird thing we had to go through where they would just spit on the bands. It was like, Jesus. Everybody's forgotten that little bit of punk rock. It's a good thing to forget. I'm glad they quit doing that. But anyway, Jell-O came down from San Francisco right after he ran for mayor, and I think he came in third or something, surprisingly enough. But well, that about does it for this Sunday. I like to say Sunday night, but it's 9 a.m. in Japan, and we have some listeners out there worldwide. Anyway, we're got some good news about financing for the Cuckoo's Nest movie. Stay tuned for that. Check out our Facebook page. I've got that poster of 999 posted up there, and lots of other things too. So check us out, Jerry Roach, on the internet, the Facebook page, and don't forget to buy the movie, Clockwork Orange County, available on Amazon. So thanks for listening, and see you next Sunday.